Consumer Protection Commissioner William Rubenstein calls the announcement a major step forward for some seriously ill patients in the state.
Whose doctors have thought that this particular kind of medicine is appropriate and helpful to them. So we're excited that we're going to have a well-run medical pharmaceutical program that makes this product available to them and serve that need.
Those seriously ill patients must have been certified by their doctors as potentially benefiting from medical marijuana and will need to register with the state's medical marijuana program. Rubenstein says the dispensaries were chosen from 27 applicants through a competitive process that took into consideration experience and financial ability, as well as appropriate security standards and other criteria. Four marijuana producers were licensed in January. The dispensaries may receive their licenses after paying a $5,000 fee and submitting final documents. They're expected to be ready to open when marijuana products are available this summer. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.